So yesterday we discussed the difference between Yehuda and Yosef, that Yosef is Mashpia and Yehuda is the Mekabel, and Yehuda is Shaykh to Lassad Lavoy, Yosef is Shaykh to Hashpoad and Olam Hazeh. Today we're going to discuss a related issue, a related Mahalach, but it's slightly different Mahalach. We'll see when we finish that it obviously was somewhat related to what we discussed yesterday. Today we'll focus on Yosef HaTzadik's role as Mashiach ben Yosef and Yehuda's role as Mashiach ben David that comes from Yehuda. Which means that what was Yosef's avoider preparing for Mashiach ben Yosef and what's Yehuda's avoider preparing for Mashiach ben David that comes from Yehuda. Here there's a lot, it's much discussed in the Sfarim HaKadoshim. I want to quote to you a few lines of Reb Tzadok HaKohen, because Reb Tzadok HaKohen Leblin, the Heiliger Reb Tzadok Zchus Yagon Aleinu, in few places he brings this clear cut chilek between the Avodah of Yosef and the Avodah of Yehuda, the Avodah of Mashiach ben Yosef and the Avodah of Mashiach ben David. So let me read you out one line or one or two lines from Reb Tzadok. Listen to his lashon. Vezel l'shoyne azov Mashiach ben Yosef Hu yeh HaMashiach HaMilchama Neged Umas Olam. Mashiach ben Yosef, he is the Mashiach Milchama. We know that was in a Kohen Gadol was called the Mashiach Milchama. So he is Mashiach Milchama Keneged Umas Olam. Hu Nivcha Mizara de Rachel. He's chosen from the offspring of Rachel. B'tachlis HaPrishas Mitavas. Because Yosef is Tachlis HaPrishas from Taiva. Yosef sets out to erase the Shoyrish Hara and the Zera Amalek min Ha'olam. This is Reb Tzadok in Likutei Ma'amorim. In one of his other Sfarim, which is called Yisrael Kadoshim, he writes the following. Even though the Zera of Yaakov is 12 Shvatim, but nevertheless, all the Shvatim were b'chalal chalukim lebeis, Yehuda and Yosef. You can divide all the children into two avoiders, Yehuda and Yosef. Shekod Yisrael, Nikraman Shemam. Sometimes Yisrael are called b'nei Yosef, and sometimes they're called Yehuda. Umehem, from Yehuda and Yosef, trei Mashiachim to Mashiach. Mashiach ben Yosef, hu ha-nilcham im ha-umois, umoich ha-zer ha-malik. Mashiach ben David, hu ha-megale kol rozei ha-toira ha-ne'elamim, va-akedusha shebepnimiyas zera Yisrael. Very lofty words, let's explain. Tzadik is explaining here in clear terms that Yehuda and Yosef both have their own respective avoiders. Yosef's avoider is wiping out the Shoresh Hara from the world. And the Shoresh Hara lies amongst the Umas HaOlam. And therefore, Mashiach ben Yosef, hu ha-nilcham im ha-umois, umoich ha-zer ha-malik. Yosef HaTzadik is the avoider to erase Ra in the world. And because Ra lies amongst Umois and Be'ikah with Amalek, therefore Yosef's task and Yosef's Mesiris Nefesh is to fight Amalek and to erase the Zera of Amalek, which means wiping out Ra in the Bria. Yosef has to be king on the Goyim to suppress the Goyim to wipe out the Ra. Yehuda, he is the king of the brothers of Klal Yisrael. The brothers are the Shoresh, the Shvatim are the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Yehuda is the one who teaches, who's Megaleh, Rozei Torah HaNe'elomim, and he brings out the Kedusha in Zera Yisrael. Yehuda brings out the Toiv that lies in Yisrael. Yosef erases the wrath that lies in the Umois, Befrat Amalek. It's two separate avoiders. Yosef is the Sur Meira, that's in the Umos, and Yehuda brings out the Asay Tov, the Kedusha that lies, that's hidden in Klal Yisrael. And that's exactly, because that's Yosef and Yehuda, that's exactly what each one's Mashiach is going to do. Mashiach ben Yosef becomes king over the Goyim to suppress them, wiping out the Ra, and Yehuda is the king of Klal Yisrael because he brings out the Torah and the Chelek of Kedusha that lies in every Jew. Therefore, Yosef became a king before Matan Torah. Because Yosef is the king before Hashem gives the Torah, and the Torah is called the Toiv. So before it's possible to reveal the Toiv, Yosef is the king. Because Yosef is not there to reveal Tov. Yosef is there to wipe out Ra. That's all before Matan Torah. Yehuda is Melech after Matan Torah. Why? Because that's his task. as Yaakov says in Parshas Vayechi, Lo Yosu Shevet Mi Yehuda. Yehuda is the one who keeps Klal Yisrael in control. That's the Sanhedrin. That's the Rosh Igdolios in Bavel, in Eretz Yisrael. Ad Ki Yovei Shiloh, until Mashiach Ben David will come. That's all a headline to the beginning of this shir. I'd like to show you how Yosef's avoider, how he was putting all this into practice. What does it mean that Yosef HaTzadik has to destroy the ra in the Umas Olam? How do you go? You take a torch and you check Saddam's teeth. That's how you erase the ra in the Umas Olam. Yosef's avoider is an unbelievable avoider. We don't find Yosef so much erasing ra in the Umas Olam. What does this mean? So let me explain you Mamashi Yisod, which I think L'chayra, this is the Mahalach, this explains Yosef's Avoida. Yosef tackles the Avoida in a Ruchni sticker path. Which means when Mashiach ben Yosef comes, that's wiping out Umas Olam, wiping out the Ra, even physically. Yosef HaTzadik is wiping out the Ra of the Umas spiritually. What is that? What am I talking about? We know the Gemara says in Yuma that when a Rosha comes up to Shemayim and he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him such a Yetzirah, he couldn't conquer his Yetzirah. Says the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Hei, Rosha Oimrim Loi, Mipnei Ma'ai Lo Asakta B'Torah, when you learn Torah. So he says, Vayisi Yitzirah Ben Yitzri, had such a big Yetzirah. Oimrim Loi, says the Gemara, then Yuma, huh? Klum Hoya Torah Ben Yitzra Yosef, Yosef, did anybody ever in the Bria have more tzaras from a Yetzirah than Yosef? Amru Allah al Yosef Atzadik. B'kol yoim v'yoim hoysa eishas peitifa mishtadlasa bitvarim. Every day she drove him mad. B'godim shalav shalai shachris lelo shalai avas. She changed her clothing, etc., etc. And other midrashim say that all the girls in Mitzrayim used to do that, as we mentioned yesterday. Yosef Atzadik fought the Yetzirah. Yosef HaTzadik conquered the Yetzirah. Conquering the Yetzirah is conquering the Ra that lies in the Umas Olam. That's where the Ra comes from. Conquering the Yetzirah, all the Nisyonos that Yosef HaTzadik had to go through. He battled. Why do we call it conquering the Yetzirah? Why is it called conquering? Conquering is what a king does when he takes his army and he conquers another nation. But the answer is, because when we conquer our Yetzirah, we are conquering the Umas Olam. We are. Yosef HaTzadik conquered the Umas, the Yetziraz. He had all the Nisyonis and all the Yetziraz that are ever going to come out for Klal Yisrael. Internet, movies. Yosef HaTzadik had all those Nisyonis. But Yosef HaTzadik broke them. Yosef HaTzadik conquered them. Yosef HaTzadik's battle against the Ra is a spiritual battle. And when he conquers the Yetzirah, he's conquered the Ra that lies in the Umas Olam. Most of the Ra lies in Esav. As we know, we've quoted this plenty of times already. Now, Nesol Hashem and Nesol HaZazel is when Klal Yisrael takes all the Ra that we took into us, and we empty out the Ra, and we pour it onto the soil HaZazel. Well, Yosef Lavoi is going to conquer Esav because he went through so many nisyonos with the Yetzirah that Yosef has a koyach to conquer all the Ra because he's done it already during his lifetime. He paved the way for his Mashiach ben Yosef to actually go ahead and kill the Goyim. Not all the Goyim, obviously. We're talking about the Goyim who carry the Ra. Because Yosef did it, the Ruchnias, and the Mashiach ben Yosef is going to do it even the Gashmias. That's the koyach of Yosef HaTzadik. And therefore we know that the Pasuk says at the beginning of this week's parasha that Yosef was memashmish be'enof. What does it mean that Yosef was memashmish be'enof? He made his eyes beautiful. What does this mean? So the mahalach is hein hein advar. This is what we've discussed. Where does Yetzirah, what tool of a person's body does the Yetzirah do to penetrate him with the Ra of the Yetzirah? Which limb? The eyes. Excellent. You say it every day in Krishna. V'leis asur achri levavchem v'achrei neichem. Says the Gemara Sanhedrin daf mem hei. Achrei neichem zuznus. Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that ein yetzahara shoylet ela b'masha ayin royois. The eye sees, and that's how the yetzahara penetrates into the person. And it's a surah achrei neichem, that's znus. Yosef HaTzadik was metaking his eyes. Yosef HaTzadik, there's no ra that ever goes into Yosef HaTzadik's eyes anymore because he was shomer his eyes by conquering all his Yetzirah. And that's the oimik, that's what it means, that he's memashmesh ve'enov. His eyes were beautiful because there was no ra left in his eyes. If you think that's it, I'll show you how it goes even deeper. Yaakov wishes Yosef and Pashas Vayichi. Ben Poiras Yosef Ali Oyen. And Chazal Darshan from there in the Gemara and Brochas. That Lo Sholit by Yosef Ayin Hora. There's no Ayin Hora by Yosef. They are somebody, aren't you scared of Ayin Hora? Loiko Mistafa Ma'ami Ein Abisha, says the Gemara there in Brochas. Aren't you scared of Ayin Hora? Omale Anomi Zara de Yosef Kasin. I come from Yosef. There's no ayin hara in Yosef. Diksev ben poris Yosef ben poris ali oin al tikir ali oin el ali ayin ma dogim shebiyom mai mechasim aleim ve'ein ayin hara sheletes bem abzar shel Yosef. Fish multiply. No ayin hara by fish. Why? Because you can't see them. So the ayin hara doesn't get to fish. Yosef is compared to fish. Yid guloroiv bekerav oretz. If you come from Yosef, you're descendant of Yosef, you have no fears of Ayin Hara. Who can explain you why? Because Ayin Hara comes from the literal translation, the bad eye, the evil eye. The eye that the Yetzer Ra has a shlita on that eye. If the Yetzer Ra has a shlita on an eye, so then the Ayin Hara comes from that eye. But Yosef HaTzadik, there's no Veloysa Surach Rei Nechem anymore with Yosef HaTzadik. There's no Znus. There was no huge koivish. He conquered the Ra. If he conquers the Ra, that eye that doesn't see the Yetzer Hara, that the Yetzer Hara can't get his hands on, no Ayin Hara can come out from an eye that's no Yetzer Hara. If there's no Yetzer Hara, there's no Ayin Hara. Because the Yetzer Hara comes. Yosef purified his eyes to the greatest levels of Kedusha. And that's the shot that in this week's parasha at the beginning, that he was Mamash Mishbeinov. His eyes were beautiful. Because there was no Ra. There was no darkness. It was Kuloi Kuloi. Shining, shining, pure, pure eyes. That sums up the avodah of Yosef HaTzadik. And that's why Yosef HaTzadik is the king of the Ummus Olam, because that's where the Ra, that's why he's a king on the Ummus, because that's where the Ra comes from, and he has to eradicate the Ra, and he does that during his lifetime, and that enables Mashiach ben Yosef to eradicate the Ra amongst the Ummus Olam, Emretz Hashem b'meher b'yameinu. Let's turn now from Yosef to Yehuda. We explain Yosef and Mashiach ben Yosef. Let's now explain Yehuda and Mashiach ben Yehuda. Reb Tzadik says that Yehuda is the one who's going to bring out the Kedusha, the hidden Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. So Yehuda's got nothing to do with the Ummus Olam. Yehuda is the one who brings out the Kedusha of Pnimi Yezera Yisrael. Yehuda teaches Torah to Klal Yisrael. Yehuda is the Sanhedrin. Yehuda is the Shvatim. He's the king of the Shvatim. Yehuda's avoiders to take his brothers, take them away from Olam Hazeh and teach them Torah. Bring out the Toiv of the brothers. Yosef takes care of the Sumei Ra of the Umois. Yehuda takes care of the Asei Toiv of their brothers. See, therefore he doesn't have anything to do with the Umos Olam. So there's a very nice clear-cut Avdola between Yehuda and Yosef. They don't meet in their paths. Yehuda deals only with Yisrael, and Yosef deals only with the Umos Olam. Because the Toiv is in Yisrael, that's what Yehuda brings out. The Ra is in the Umois, that's what Yosef destroys. It's therefore they don't cross paths. The two Melachim and two Mashiachs. Now we can come back and we can start explaining Parshas Vayeshev. We usually begin Shir by asking many questions, but today, because it's connected to the yesterday's Mahalach, I wanted to go straight, and therefore let's explain the Parsha now without having asked the questions. But whenever you see me explaining the Pasuk, you'll understand the questions on your own. The Pasuk says Vayeshev Yaakov. Says Rashi, Bikish Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov wanted to relax. Obviously it doesn't mean he wanted to go to the sea, to the beach, take a deck chair and sit down and relax and swing his legs. Chas v'shalom. So what was he to, what was, and Fakir, there's a tain on him. Bikish Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, says Rashi, Kofatzal of Rogzal Shil Yosef. Tzadikim Vakshim Leishev B'Shalva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yo Shalva is an Olam Haba, not an Olam Hazeh. What's the Pshalom? Yeshev Yaakov, Yaakov is because Yeshev Shal, what does that mean? Next pasuk, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. Whoops, Yaakov had many children, why is only Yosef? Then Shvaz Rishonah Hoya Roya Es Echov Batzoin. Please translate literally the words Hoyeroya es Echav Batsoin. He was the shepherd of his brothers, which means he was watching over his brothers. Really? He was watching over the sheep with his brothers. Should have said Hoyeroya es Atsoin im Echav, or whatever. But not Hoyeroya es Echav Batsoin. He wasn't shepherding his brothers. What's going on? And Yosef tells tales to his father. What are the tales? They had to do with the noshim of the Umas Ha'olam, the Mazalzim, the Bnei Ashvachos. What was Yosef's purpose of it? And Yaakov loves Yosef because he's a ben zakunim, because he was born when Yaakov was an old man, and therefore he's Yaakov's tchitchikel. Is that to be understood literally? No. Simply because Yosef was not the youngest in the family. Who was the youngest? Binyamin. So the Ben Zakunim is not a chichikel. So what was the Ben Zakunim over here? Why does he love him so much? And he loves him so much he takes him shopping and he makes him a ksoines pasim. And that arouses the jealousy of the brothers. You can understand, if we'd be at the beginning of the shiur, we'd ask, what was Yaakov's intention of it? Why was Yaakov loving him, showering him with love and not the others? The brothers then hated Yosef. Brothers are holy people. They don't hate anybody without any reason. You got a jacket from daddy, and I didn't. I hate you. Chas v'shalom. Yosef has two dreams. We don't have time today to delve into the dreams of Arichas. But the first dream we find that the brothers get very angry. The first dream that they're all gathering, and all their sheaves all bow down to his. They get very angry. And that caused greater sin. He has another dream. And it doesn't say that. His brothers hated him. Shemesh Yirech and the stars bowing down to me. Told his father about it. But what does the pasuk say? Va'aviv shamar esadova. Says Rashi. Hoyamamtin umetzapa masayovon. His father liked the second dream. What about the first dream? His father likes, he's waiting for the second dream. Which means that the second dream must have been something that Yaakovina was waiting for. And it doesn't say that the brothers hated him. It doesn't say that the brothers say again, Amoshel Timshal, Molech Timloich. What's the pshat? And then the brothers go to shepherd the Tzoyin Aviyah and Bishchem. And then the rest of the story, you know. We won't have time today to discuss it. Let me explain you, with the Hakdama that we just gave earlier, let me explain you what's going on over here. Yosef HaTzadik, we said, is the one who destroys the Ra of the Umas Ha'olam. Parshas Vayishlach ends with all the Malchei Edoim. The Malchei Edoim are the greatest Ra, as we said earlier. The Esav carries, the Amalek Edoim carries the greatest amount of Ra in them. And it's Yidua that when Yaakov Avinu dreamt and he saw Malachim going up and down on the ladder, says the Medrash, who did he see? He saw the Dalet Malchios. He saw the Tsar of Babel going up 70 rungs and coming down. He realized that Golas Babel is only going to be 70 years. He saw the next one, they coming down, he saw all the Goliaths have an end to them. When he saw the Tsar of Roimi going up, ooh. Well, that didn't mean read you out the Medrash. He saw Babel, Sar Babel coming down. He saw the Modai, 52. Yavon, 180 steps. Edoim, Oyle, Veloya, there, come up. Yaakov Govina got all scared. Efshe Shein, Lazayirido. Perhaps Golas Adam is going to carry on forever. Chas v'shalom. Omelak, Oshprochu, Ve'atal, Tira, Abdi Yaakov. Ani, Moirido, he says Hashem. I am going to push him down. Edom is a long, long, long golos, as we all know and as we all experience daily. Yaakov is the one who's waiting for the geula. Because Yaakov legale says, ha? Case. Yaakov carries, when he goes down to Mitzrayim, we're going to learn in the later parashas, what does he carry with him? Logs of wood to build a mishkan. Yaakov's only got one thing in his mind. And that is the tachlis of Klal Yisrael when they reach their tikkun, when they reach the lasid lavoi. It's a long, long time. He sees Golas Bavel, 70 years. Long enough, but it's 70 years. Moda, Yavon, he sees Golas Edom. When in the world is this long, dark Golas going to come to its end? the last Rashi in Parshas Vayishlach that mentions the Sarim of Edom, what is the last Rashi who quotes the name of one of the Alufi Edom in the last Pasuk of Vayishlach, that's Aluf Magdiel, this is Rashi, he roimi, it's Rome. Golos roimi, year 2003. Yaakov sees at the end of Parshas Vayishlach that there's going to be an end even to Golos roimi. Even to the Golos that destroyed the second base of Mikdash, that's the longest Golos we've ever experienced. If Vayishlach ends with Golos roimi, that means that there's an end to Rome. Parshas Vayeshev begins with Yaakov Avinu already hoping and seeing, feeling, internalizing that there's an end even to Golos Edom. And Yaakov knows his children. Yaakov knows that after this long, 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 long Golos, where our hair is white in this Golos already, there's going to be a son, Yosef HaTzadik, who's going to wipe out Amalek, wipe out Edom. Therefore, Vayeshev Yaakov, Bikish Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov thinks, Otetot, it's happening soon. Vayishlach ready, we end. We finish with Magdiel, that's Rome. Bikish Leishev B'Shalva, no. The end of Rome, no. Gola. Therefore, Yaakov knows, it's not some Leishev B'Shalva. He's waiting for the Gola. And therefore, Eila told us, Yaakov Yosef. Yaakov knows. He knows that Yehuda is Mashiach ben David. But Yaakov knows that Mashiach ben David, Yehuda's got nothing to do with Esav. Yehuda concentrates on the Shvatim. Mashiach ben David concentrates on Klal Yisrael. Not on the Umas Oilam. And therefore, it's not Yehuda that's going to bring about the final Gola. It's Yosef who's going to destroy Edom. It's Yosef who's going to lead to Vola Mashim Bar Tzion. And therefore that's why Yaakov loves Yosef. Yaakov knows that Yosef has to become king now. Because Yosef is going to destroy Esav, and end of Vayishlach is destroying Esav, not very long, it's not very far anymore. And therefore Yaakov is pushing Yosef to become king. Yisrael, Ohavas Yosef mikol banav. Yaakov's pushing Yosef. He loves him. Ki ben zekunim ulai. What does it mean, ben zekunim? Not a chichikul, but ben zekunim means it's a long golas. We're old. It's the oldest golas. We're stale. We're rusty living in this golas. And why is a ben zekunim so loved by his parents? Because they felt old. They felt there's nothing left for them to look forward to in life. And then they have this gorgeous little sweet little kid, and suddenly now they feel as if their life's beginning all over again. That's why Yosef is the Ben Zekunim in Golas Rome. We're old, we're rusty, we've got nothing to look forward to anymore. People forget that there's ever going to be a Gola, Rachman and Etzlan. When Yosef is born, it's like our elderly parents having a young child. Now Yaakov, when Yosef was born, Yaakov sees an end to this Golas and a new era. An era of Leishev B'Shalva, an era of Geula She'ein Achareha Golos, of the Geula Atidah Lavo, the Meher of Yomeinu, which is an eternal Geula. So then he loves Yosef, because Yosef took Yaakov out of this Golos Edom, and Yaakov's waiting and waiting already. And then Yaakov had a Yosef. But Yehuda, that's not his business. Yehuda's concentrating on the Shvatim, teaching them Torah, bringing out the Toiv. Who's going to destroy Esav? Yosef. And then it's time, Yaakov's in a rush for Yosef to become a king. He makes him the Ksoinis Pasim, as Chazal say, that Ksoinis Pasim is like a royal garment. Because he wants Yosef to become king already, to suppress the Goyim and the Ra in the world, in order that Mashiach ben David can come and bring out the Toiv in Klal Yisrael. So what went wrong? Everybody's got his tafkid. It always goes wrong when one person steps into the other tafkid that's not his. And if we said that Yosef is melech on the umois, so if Yosef is supposed to concentrate on the goyim and Yehuda, and Yehuda has to concentrate on Yehudim. What went wrong was
Now Yosef starts mixing into the brothers. That they don't like. Yehuda is the melech of the brothers. The brothers are Yisrael, the Shiftei Khan. Yehuda's melech in Yisrael. Your job is amongst the goyim. They didn't care that Yosef becomes king. They didn't say Hamolech Timloich. They said Hamolech Timloich Aleinu. Seven? Ah, I see. Right. In other words, their taina and Yosef was, why are you mixing into Klal Yisrael? What was Yosef's cheshbon? Yosef's cheshbon was, your tafkid Yehuda is to bring out the toiv, and the toiv lies in Klal Yisrael. But what can I do that is ra? Not only in the Omos Olam, but somehow the ra had seeped into the Klal Yisrael, the brothers. Vayove Yosef is dibasam ra'a. I think it's the Ramban that says that it's a double lashon, because diba always means ra. Like in the Raglim it says, they bought the dibasam about Eretz Yisrael. So dibasam ra'a is a double lashon. But according to what we're saying, beautiful. He bought the dibasam ra'a. He bought out the ra that was in Yisrael. Yosef is the only one who can conquer the ra. And the ra belongs in the goyim. And the Torah belongs in Klal Yisrael, and that's why they were divided between Yosef and Yehuda. But Yehuda's not taking care of the Ra when it seeps into Klal Yisrael. Yosef said, that's my job. And this is beautiful because we make a cheshbon in last week's parsha, Parsha's Vayishlach, with the whole story of Dina and the whole story of Esav coming to join up with Yaakov. He wants to be part of Yaakov's family. Yaakov says, no. Adino gets raped and Shechem says, let her marry my son. The whole time we see the Ra's mingling, trying to mingle into Klal Yisrael. And why did Shimon and Levi destroy Shechem? Because Ra is not for Klal Yisrael. Ra is in the Omos Olam. We mustn't let the Ra seep into us. But if it does, then Yosef said he's the one who's in charge of Sormi Ra. And if it's amongst the brothers, he has to take it out of the brothers. Yehuda only knows how to tackle Asay Tov, not Sumira. And therefore, that's why he says, what was the Diba Samra? Chashudim al Aroyas. Aroyas with Goyim. They're bringing the Ra of the Goyim into Klal Yisrael. They're Mezalzalim B'nei Shvachas. They're saying the B'nei Shvachas are not really proper Jews, they're not really part of the Klal, part of the Shiftei Ka. Oichel Eve Ben Achai, Sechazal, that Eve Ben Achai is Achzorios. It comes from Esav the Midah. That's the one of the Mefarshim of Rashi say. It comes from the Omos Olam. So therefore Yasser was saying that your Ra, the Ra from Omos Olam, is amongst Klal Yisrael, and I have to beat it out. Yasser was Kula L'Shem Shemayim. He didn't just stumble to rule over the brothers. And therefore, the brothers hated Yasser. Because Yehuda is our melech. And ein shtei melochim mishtamshim bekesa echot. You can't have two kings and one crown. Yosef, yours, go to the goyim and be a king and lash out the ra. Don't mix into Klal Yisrael. Yosef Atzadik has dreams. In the first dream, anachnu ma'alnu ma'aluma maseich hasodah. All the brothers are together. This is the Shiftei Ka. But he's saying that my sheep got up and all the brothers bowed down to me. That they hate. Because the first dream was regarding the Shvatim. Anachnu ma'almim alumim. And then he come out of the Mosi, the Gom Nitzavot, Malchus, got up, straight. Vine is the Subena la Moisei Chemet, Ashtachavere, Yobang Da la la Mosi, which means I'm the king over the Shvatim as well. Therefore, Vayyem Eloyecha, Vamolech Tidlech, Aleinu? Are you our king? Moshe Antim Shal Bonu? You our Moshe? Chutzpah. But you see, boy, it's no answer. Second one, the second Chaloim, he has a dream. He doesn't say anything about the brothers. All he says was there was the Shemesh, Yireach, and 11 Mikoychovim. He doesn't say Beferush, the Anachnu Ma'almim. He doesn't say Beferush anything about the brothers being a group of Shiftei Ka. He just says the sun, stars, and 11 sun, moon, 11 stars bowing down to me. Now we know that the sun
and the moon, they are the Moishel and Olam Hazeh. V'hinei amor ha-godl memshalas hayoim, mor ha-kotl memshalas ha-layla. The memshala in Olam Hazeh, that's represented by the sun and the stars and the moon. Yes, true. Yosef rules in Olam Hazeh. Yes, Yosef, go and rule in Olam Hazeh, it's yours. The brothers don't belong in Olam Hazeh. Where do the brothers belong? Continues the pasuk, few psukim later. Vayelchu echav lirois, the tzoyn aviyah b'shchem. They're shepherds, and we've discussed this before. Why were all the gdolim, why were all the tzaddikim tanach shepherds? Because shepherd means that they left Olam Hazeh. They went to make hit badadut. They left civilization. David HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, when he had the dream that the Olam Hazeh is bowing down to him, given. Doesn't say they hated him. Not only doesn't it say they hated him, but Olam Shamas Adov, his father saying, Halavai! Mamtinu Metzapis, says Rashi. Because that's what I want you, Yosef. You have to be king in Olam Hazeh. You have to beat out the Ra that's in Olam Hazeh in order that we can lead you to Olam Abba. When Yehuda will come out in his full glory, will bring out the full glory of Klal Yisrael. So Yaakov loves the second dream and he's waiting for it to happen. That was the animosity between Yosef and between Yehuda. And that's why Vayelchu Echov Liras Tzoyin Aviyah B'Shchem. Shchem is where Dina got raped. Shchem is where the Goyim penetrated into Klal Yisrael. And therefore the brothers say, we'll go Liras Tzoyin Aviyah B'Shchem, we'll go to Shchem, we'll sort it out ourselves. We don't need you. They paskan that Yosef was Chayev Misa because he was Mamlech himself, he crowned himself in an area where he doesn't belong. Namely, in the Shiftei Kor in Klal Yisrael. That was the machlokes between them. Badai, Yosef meant it l'shem Shemaim, because Yosef is the one who really is appointed on the Ra. And if there's Ra in Klal Yisrael, Achmon al-Islam, then it's Yosef who thought that he has to tackle that Ra. But, at the MS, Yosef has to destroy the Ra in the Umas Olam. When the Ra is destroyed in the Umas Olam, then Memeila, there's no Ra left in Klal Yisrael. Because when does Ra seep into Klal Yisrael? Only when the Goyim are powerful. When they are the ones who are ruling, then the Ra is prevailing. Then the Ra is it's so powerful, it's so strong. Wherever you look, you see it. That's when they're ruling. And then it penetrates sometimes into Klal Yisrael. And then we do our Averus as well, Achman Yitzhak. But if Yosef gets on top of Olam Hazeh, as he did in Mitzrayim, if Yosef becomes the Melech, he told the whole Mitzrayim to have Bris Mila if they want food. Which means he's killing the Ra. We know that Bris Mila is taking off the Orla, cutting off the Orla. The Orla corresponds to the Yetzer Hara, and that's what we discussed yesterday, that Yosef Atzadik is Midas HaYesod, which Yosef was Matakin Taiva, he was Matakin Bris Mila, which means that he threw off the Orla in Olam Hazeh, which means that once you take off, once you destroy the Ra amongst Umas Olam, Yosef, then there won't be any Ra amongst Klal Yisrael either. Don't come first in Klal Yisrael and take the Ra away and then go to the Umas Olam. Go to the Ra, go to the Umas Olam. They sold him. They sold him to the Umas Olam. He belongs to be Metakin to rule and suppress and support and do what he wants to the Umas Olam to wipe out and to kill the Ra. Then the Ra will automatically disappear. Disappear in Klal Yisrael as well. This was the Bechina of the argument between Yaakov and Yosef. We know we're living in a tkufa between Yosef and Yehuda and the rest of the brothers. We know we're living in a tkufa today where Esav, Golas Edoim, is on his last legs. And we know before the flame extinguishes, goes out, it's very powerful. And as one looks around, one sees slowly, we see as we see yesterday's news, Saddam Hussein is captured, we see that the Ra is being captured. We see that even the Goyim are understanding today that we have to wipe out the Ra in the world. We see that there's a certain element of the world battle against terrorism, world battle against Koiches Ra. And therefore we're living in a tkufa where the Ra is on his last legs. And when the Ra, we have to mechazak ourselves to try, even though the Ra is so powerful because it's on his last legs and the flame before it goes out flickers powerful. We have to be mechazak ourselves. Tomem tiyem Hashem lekecha. We have to realize that Klal Yisrael doesn't belong to that Ra. And not only doesn't it belong to the Ra of terrorism, of course, it doesn't belong to the Ra of the Yitzhara, of all the taivas that are around today, of all the accessible taivas, of all literature and all music and all different things that are pulling so many Jews, hundreds of, by the hundreds, by the thousands, pulling Jews away from the toiv that we have. We have to realize that we have the toiv of Torah, we have the toiv of Yiddishkeit, we have the toiv of Aviseiru HaKadoshim, we have the toiv of the Shifte Kawa we belong to, and we have to cling to that toiv. And the more we cling to that toiv, the more we throw off the ra, the more we say the ra doesn't belong to us, the more we're helping along Yosef HaTzadik, the more Yosef HaTzadik is having an impact on us, the more Mashiach ben Yosef is having an impact on us to destroy the ra. And Emetz Hashem will soon be zoicha to the bechina of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wipe out all the ra of amongst Omos Olam through Mashiach ben Yosef. And then we'll be zoicha to Mashiach ben David, who's going to bring out the mile of Klal Yisrael, the toiv of Klal Yisrael, the giluim of the Sisrei Torah of Klal Yisrael, that we're all going to